Krishna Book, Canto 21, Odds and Ends, Chapter 90, Scene 5, Five Particular Excellences of Lord Krishna. Srila Shukadeva Goswami has concluded the 90th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by pointing out five particular excellences of Lord Krishna. The first excellence is that before the appearance of Lord Krishna in the family of Yadu, the river Ganges was known as the purest of all things. Even impure things could be purified simply by touching the water of the Ganges. This super excellent power of Ganges water was due to its having emanated from the toe of Lord Vishnu. But when Lord Krishna, the Supreme Vishnu, appeared in the family of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna traveled personally throughout the kingdom of the Yadus, and by Krishna's intimate association with the Yadu dynasty, the whole family not only became very famous, but also became more effective in purifying others than the water of the Ganges. The next excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that although apparently Krishna gave protection to the devotees and annihilated the demons, both the devotees and the demons achieved the same result. Lord Krishna is the bestower of five kinds of liberation, of which Sayujya Mukti, or the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme, was given to demons, whereas the gopis were given the chance to associate with Krishna personally. The gopis kept their individuality in order to enjoy the company of Lord Krishna, but the demons were accepted into Krishna's impersonal Brahma Jyoti. In other words, both the demons and the gopis were spiritually liberated, but because the demons were enemies and the gopis were friends, the demons were killed and the gopis were protected. The third excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that the goddess of fortune, who was worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma, Indra, and Chandra, remained always engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, even though Lord Krishna gave more preference to the gopis. Lakshmi Ji, the goddess of fortune, tried her best to be on an equal level with the gopis, but she was not successful. Nevertheless, Lakshmi Ji remained faithful to Krishna, although generally Lakshmi Ji does not remain at one place, even if worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma. The fourth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance concerns the glories of Krishna's holy name. It is stated in the Vedic literature that by chanting the different names of Lord Vishnu 1,000 times, one may be bestowed with the same benefits as by chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. And by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna only once, one receives the same benefit as thrice chanting the holy name of Lord Rama. In other words, of all the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including Vishnu and Rama, the holy name of Krishna is the most powerful. The Vedic literature therefore specifically stresses the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya introduced this chanting of the holy name of Krishna in this age of Kali, thus making liberation more easily obtainable than in other ages. In other words, Lord Krishna is more excellent than all his other incarnations, although all of them are equally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the fifth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance is that Krishna established the most excellent of all religious principles by his one statement in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parit Yajya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, Ahang Twang Sarva Papebhyo, Mokshayish Yami Ma Shucha. Simply by surrendering unto Krishna, one can discharge all the principles of religious rites. In the Vedic literature, there are 20 kinds of religious principles mentioned, and each of them is described in different shastras. But Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen conditioned souls of this age that Krishna personally appeared and asked everyone to give up all kinds of religious rites and simply surrender unto him. It is said that this age of Kali is 3/4 devoid of religious principles. Hardly 1/4 of the principles of religion are still observed in this age. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, this vacancy of Kali Yuga has not only been completely filled, but the religious process has been made so easy that simply by rendering transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna, by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that one can achieve the highest result of religion, namely being transferred to the highest planet within the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. One can thus immediately estimate the benefit of Lord Krishna's appearance, and can understand that Krishna's giving relief to the people of the world by his appearance was not at all extraordinary. Thus ends Chapter 90, Scene 5, Five Particular Excellences of Lord Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. From beginning to end, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam has been exclusively dedicated to reciting the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavana, Mathura, and Dwaraka. As Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti points out, this 90th chapter ends with a summation of the 10th canto by mentioning five special glories of Sri Krishna that even Krishna's expansions, plenary portions, and incarnations do not display. First, Lord Krishna's reputation eclipsed that of the holy Ganges when Krishna descended into the Yadu dynasty. Previous to this, Mother Ganges was the most sacred of all Tirthas, being the water that had bathed Lord Vamanadeva's lotus feet. But another river, the Yamuna, became even greater than the Ganges by contacting the dust from Sri Krishna's feet in the districts of Braja and Mathura. Ganga Shata Guna Prayo Mature Mama Mandale Yamuna Visruta Devi Natra Karya Vicharana. The renowned Yamuna in my domain of Mathura is hundreds of times greater than that of the Ganges. About this there can be no dispute, O Goddess. Secondly, Lord Krishna gave liberation not only to his surrendered devotees, but also to those who considered themselves Krishna's enemies. Devotees like the cowherder girls of Braja and others attained Krishna's personal association by entering into Krishna's eternal pleasure pastimes in the spiritual world, while inimical demons killed by Krishna attained the Sayujya Mukti of merging into his divine form. And when Krishna was present on this earth, Lord Krishna's compassion extended to his family, friends, and servants, and also to Krishna's enemies and their families, friends, and servants. Great authorities like Lord Brahma have mentioned this fact. Sadveshad iva putanapisa kulatvam eva devapita. My Lord, you have already given yourself to Putana and her family members simply because she dressed herself as a devotee. Third, Goddess Lakshmi, Lord Narayana's constant companion, whom great demigods serve menially to win her slight favor, was unable to win the privilege of joining the intimate company of Lord Krishna's devotees in Braja. Despite Lakshmi's eagerness to participate in the rasa dance and other pastimes enacted by Sri Krishna, and despite the severe austerities Lakshmi underwent to achieve that end, she could not transcend her natural mood of reverence. The sweetness and intimacy Lord Krishna manifested in Vrindavana constitute a unique kind of opulence found nowhere else, even in Vaikuntha. As Sri Uddhava says, Yan martya lilau payikam svayoga, maya balang dashayata grihitam, vismapanang swasyacha salbagardhe, parang padang bhushana bhushanangam. To exhibit the strength of his spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a form just suitable for his human-like pastimes in this material world. This form was wonderful even for Krishna and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Krishna's limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his transcendental body. Fourth, the name of Krishna is superior to the name Narayana and to those of all of Lord Krishna's other expansions. These two syllables, Krish and Na, combine together to destroy all inauspiciousness and illusion. When recited, the name Krishna becomes Srutamata. That is to say, the recitation of Krishna's holy name totally crushes the excellence of all other spiritual practices described in the revealed scriptures. In the words of the Brahmanda Purana, Sahasra namnang punyanang trir avritya tu yat phalam ekavritya tu krishnasya naimaikang tat prayachati. By uttering the single name of Krishna just once, one attains the same benefit as that gained by reciting Lord Vishnu's 1,000 names three times. Fifth, Lord Krishna solidly reinstated Dharma, the bull of religion, upon his four legs of compassion, austerity, cleanliness, and truth. Thus, Dharma could once again become Gotra, the protector of the earth. Sri Krishna also established the religious function of Govardhan Puja to honor his favorite hill, the cows, and the brahmanas. Krishna also became the hill, Gotra, himself, assuming its form to accept the cowherders' offerings. And moreover, Krishna cultivated the dharma, or loving nature, of Vraja's divine cowherders, Gotras, whose love for Krishna has never been equaled. And these are just a few of the wonderful features of Lord Krishna's unique personality.